Today we lift up our city and Silver Lakes, also known as Hellendale. Father, you know that you designed these communities to have a purpose for good in this land. We ask that whatever causes the thefts in Silver Lakes that's so high to be eradicated, may you grant law enforcement the why and what to put an end to it. We pray for the church and parachurch ministries to flourish, to see lives transformed and growing in the Lord. We pray the leaders to be encouraged, burdens lifted, enough helpers to do the work of the ministry, enough giving to keep the ministries active, creative ways to reach their community for Christ. May their families be protected from any harm. We pray churches that are new feel supported by the veteran ministries. We ask that the county district supervisor that oversees these Hellendale, that he will do it with excellence and he will lead them well. We pray for the 5 board members of the community service district that oversees Silver Lakes. And we pray, God, that they would make wise decisions divinely from you that help the area prosper and be safe. May the police and fire chiefs be team players who help their staff be successful in all their actions. May the leaders of the education board, school administration, and support staff be filled with compassion and love for the students. May the decisions be made with the support of the parents and not the other way around. That those working in healthcare would be blessed and serve with high ethical standards and be alert to the needs of their patients. We pray for open and clear communication in all of these fields, for neighbors to reach out and help each other, for believers to show they are Christians by their love for one another. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Silver Lakes has a population of 5,732. It's in Victor Valley in the Mojave Desert, located near Route 66, west of the I-15, between Barstow and Victorville. The reason for the two names is Hellendale is used by the Postal Service, whereas Silver Lakes is used by the U.S. Census. Imagine living in an area where you have two names. But their highest crime is theft at 38%, which is very, very high. They have 3 churches and a rehab center. So, Father, we pray both of those increase, that more and more churches will come there in this beautiful area on a bunch of lakes. A lot of the communities are just gorgeous. And we pray for the rehab center to be able to reach those who have addictions and that they would be delivered. We love the title that they use, Treasures Out of Darkness. May they help those that are hurting see that they can become treasures out of darkness in Jesus' name.